Perhaps this is the best way to understand this Gemara. Now, we must remember that, as we mentioned before, the different Maimorim that we have in Pirkei Avos, different Tanoim who said the different things, so these are the things that they always said. It wasn't like they had the Pesgreis of Chidushim, the Aladin Masm Gevent to what everybody said, but this was the Ikal Limud that they learned, because it was Negeya Bismanum. So Vibaldus Negeya Bismanum, so this is what they used to say. These are the Zachim that they used to tell to the people, because this was Negeya. So if we hear that one of the things that Shammai used to say was, the Mishnah brings down from Shammai, Heaven Mekabel Kol Odom, the Save upon him Yafis. So Lam Lamet from Rosh Teta on the Mishnah, Heaven Mekabel Kol Odom, everybody, you have to be Mekabel, everybody, Besave upon him Yafis. You have to, you see a stranger, so you have to smile at the stranger. And let's just put in, you know, all of the verita that we always hear about this, that in the Kol Adam, so it's not the, you know, the Sheini Yid, and it's not the Bakovedik Yid, for those Dafmanish can Shammai's Chiddush. No, that the Pshad is Afil Nish the Bakovedik Yid, Nish the Sheini Yid, and even if it's the Nish the Grace the Tzaddik, and Efshe Afil Arosh Oichid. So, having the Kabbal, it's Kol Adam. If it is Kol Adam, so we're being Marbet, it's Kol, is being Marbet, so it's being Marbet, everybody. You have to be Makabal, everybody, be saved upon the office. This is what Shammai went around and teaching everybody. And, but still at the same time, so we have interesante Gemoras that talk about Shammai. So first we have the famous Gemara in Shabbos. And we're just going to learn one end of all of these Gemaras. And maybe later on, Yitzh Hashem will learn the other parts of the Gemaras that we're leaving out. But the Gemara talks about the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Maisa b'nachriyechot, Shebol, Lifnei Shammai. And the Gemara brings down three different stories about a goy that came before Shammai. And he said over to Shammai, how many Torahs do you have? So he told him, he says, he has two Torahs. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So the guy said to him, okay, Torah Shebichsav, so that I'm ready to be Mekabel. Torah Shebal Peh, so that I don't believe in, and I don't want to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh. Gaireini al Menashe Talmideini Torah Shebichsav. So, what did Shammai do? Go'avoy v'haitzira b'nezifa. Now, he got angry at him, and he threw him out. So, that's one Gemara. And then we have another Gemara, same type of the beginning is the same. And the guy said to him, that I want you to teach me kol ha-Torah kula regel achas. So he threw him out. And then we have a third Gemara, where the Gemara says that this guy came to him, and he says that I want to be Megaya, kidei you shake me into a Kohen Gadol. So he threw him out. So, Lamagas, good fashtein. Torah is 613 mitzvahs, and yet the mitzvah is ad ein seif b'negeya to the Torah Sheval Peh, and the Kedusha was leaked, and yet the ein of their mitzvahs. So a person who wants to become a Yid, is the Pshat is, I mean, Leitz Zacharayin into something that the guy wants to become a Yid. So, I mean, so what's made us to become a Yid? To become a Yid means that you want to become something that's Ad Ein Tzayf of Kedusha, Ad Ein Tzayf Chochma, Ad Ein Tzayf Taira, and there's the Rotzim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is, I mean, everything that we could, every word that we ever heard of in Regea to what happened by Maimed Har Sinai with the Yesh and the Kailis and everything, the Dos is Dos Taira. Not Chulila Taira is something that you just pick up on the weekends, Rahman al-Tzlan, and it's not it's a hobby that people keep, but this is a Psa'gansa, the Chachayim, and the ganze Mahus that was vernemt, the ganze Mensch, and is vernemt the ganze Welt. So, if somebody comes and says, that, well, you know, hey, you know, I want Torah shebichsav, I don't want Torah shebalpeh. So he wants the surface, he wants to know what it says in the books, like we said over from Yanai, that it's, you know, the Torah is krucha menachas bekaren zavius. If you think that that's what Torah is all about, you know, if that's all you need for a Torah, what's mainstas? The mainstas, those is Torah, the mainstas Torah is menachas bekaren zavius, it's a scroll that's wrapped up and it's in a corner someplace. That's what you think what it's all about. You're trying to degrade and minimize Rachman al Itzlan. Als was is das Torah? So this is a pagam in the ganze kovet from Torah, the ganze kovet from Klal Yisrael. So he threw them out. Nu, tells before the next one that walked in. The next one that walked in wanted to learn kol Torah kol haregel achas. I mean, what is this? You know, it's like you say, it's like a hobby. You know, he thinks that, you know, that to be a Yid, you know, is you're joining up with the Yid club that you do on the weekends. And, as I thought, you know, you may make a fan, you know, a baser, whatever. So, he doesn't, it's not that he thinks that that's what Torah is one. You could learn Torah regel achas. If you think that you could learn Torah regel achas, the pshat is that you don't understand what this is. You're minimizing the what is this in Zainayit. Sorry, Bazoi, this is, and this was the ruach of this man, so to say, by the goyim. They were working on being mevatel rachman al aslan als fosu bayun tchoshet. So he threw him out. And then you have the third one. The third one that comes along and he says, yeah, I want to be a ger, but I want to be the kohen gadol. Now, what is this supposed to mean? What do you mean kohen gadol? There's only one person in Gan Klal Yisrael who's the kohen gadol. No, Einar Lane is the kohen gadol. So let's assume he didn't know that you have to be from Bnei Aaron to be a kohen. No, let's assume so. He didn't know that. You mean, you should be the kohen gadol. You're just joining. You're just coming in. You're going to be a ger. So you're just joining up a Klal Yisrael. Based on the chmein's attention, there in the kohen gadol. What do you think that the kohen gadol is? Is something that we give away, just as you would say. Green kite, as I say, something that you just, that's the kohen gadol. So these people, the way Shammai looked at it, these people who are being mevatel, the ganze mahus of Klal Yisrael, the ganze covet of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, and I think that that's the way, without a doubt, we have to understand the machloikis be Shammai and be Hillel, Binegeya to how to deal with Azalech HaZord Gerim. And we have to understand it, not Chas V'Sholem, to think that Beis Shammai was, you know, he was a short-tempered man who decided to throw him out because he had a short temper. And Hillel, so he was like a nice man, you know, was the grandfatherly type, so he brought him in and had to shein geret mit them and chvesos, whatever, who soon see, you know, the pshat in Hillel. But Shammai, Yetzchem and Vegan Shammai, the Shammai was a man with a short temper, Rachmanel Islam, after the Pumeis of Trachten Azay. Well, once again, Shammai is the one who went around saying, however, Makabos, Kolodim, Beseva, Ponim, Yafis. So their machloikis between Shammai and Hillel was a machloikis in Halacha, just like all the other machloikis in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And it was machloikis Shammai and Hillel, the medav zechfirim b'chai gavne, in such a massive in Klal Yisrael, where Antipat and Hurdis were looking to minimize and to brech the mahus from Klal Yisrael. So that's unhalten the covet from Klal Yisrael. And just like Shammai with Mesiris Nefesh, he got up in that court case, and in front of everybody, he that ungeschrien the Hordes, and that ungeschrien the people in the Sanhedrin that showed fear of Hordes, and he told them that if you're going to show fear of Hordes, then the end is that he's going to come back with a vengeance. So yeah, you have to understand that this was Shammai Lishitose. This is Shammai that's keeping going on the same sort mahalach. And the Mela, he is, and therefore he is the one who's telling him that, that anything that's going to happen, that's going to be Mamayit and the covet from Klal Yisrael, so this he was Leichem with his Keseda because he held that that was the Nisayin of this man. I think that this is also the way to understand a Braisa in Ovester Reb Nosson. The Braisa at the end of Ovester Reb Nosson, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, Braisa Tes. So over here was talking about the member of Beis Hillel, of Hillel, Vehemidu Tamidim Harbi. Hillel at Gelernt, Vehemidu Tamidim Harbi. So the Braisa says as follows. Shebei Shammai Oimrim, Al Yishana Odom, El Lemi Shehu Chocham Ve'onav. Shammai used to say that you shouldn't learn with Talmidim only if a Talmid was a Chocham and an Onav Uben Avos. So Ben Avos they learn is a Meyuchis Ve'oshir, and he is a person that was wealthy. You should only learn with a Talmid if a Talmud is wealthy. So, and the Yavetz, the Hagos Yavetz, when he says Oshir, so he puts in the word, what's meant Oshir? Oshir means somebody who's a Sameach Bechalkai. So this is Poshit, Retveg, and I mentioned was a Sameach Bechalkai. So you have a person who's, I guess we call him a well-rounded person. He's a person, he's a Chocham, he's a Nonav, he's a Meyuchis, he's a Sameach Bechalkai. So this is the type of person that you should use, take as a Talmud. In, when it says Oshir, so in the Meferish over here it says, what is the Milo for an Oshir, Kadesh Yochol, Lulmoid, Belid, Daigai, Satirdis, Panosa. The Milo of an Oshir was, is because he wanted to have, if it's a Talmud, that shouldn't have any Daigis and Tirdis of Panosa. Okay, but if we're learning that he's a Sameach Bechalkoi, so the Chayra, such a person, is not Torid, as they would say, Daigu B'Parnosa, because whatever he has, he's a Sameach B'Chalke. So, Efshe, the Pshat is, you know, Besigalarim Pshat would be, because Shammai was afraid that, being that that was the Ruach of this man, to be Mavatl, the covet of Klal Yisrael, so a person who's not a Sameach B'Chalke, don't think, we're talking about a person who's not an Oshir Hesed. So in other words, if an Oshir is tied to Sameach Bechalkai, so we're talking about a person who's not a Sameach Bechalkai. So as the Chatzabroch in a mensch, and a person who's not a Meyuchas. So he goes around, a Halzach Fanishke Meyuchas. Who in Klal Yisrael is not a Meyuchas? A Halzach Fanishke Meyuchas. And he's a person, when it says over here, Mishu Chocham, so who's a person who's not a Chocham, so he's not a Loimid Mikoladam, so he, and he doesn't have Midas Tavis. So Shammai held that such a person, perhaps in different times, he would be a good Talmud, but in the Matzav that Klal Yisrael was holding in right now, such a person was not a good Talmud. He needed to Shtelavek a door from Bnei Torah, he needed the Shtalavek Abdor of Talmidim, that these Talmidim are going to keep up the Kveid HaTorah, the Kveid for Nayid, because he understood that thus is the Einzige Weg, that you should be able to withstand the Nisoyin of that door. Being that the Nisoyin of the door was to clap in the Kovid from the Yidin, the Kovid from Klal Yisrael. So Aibazoi, that's the reason why he went to he looked for his Elchasar Talmidim. Only these Talmidim that weren't Sebrochen mentioned to begin with, but they were Talmidim that they were well-rounded Talmidim in all of their Midas and everything. So these are the Talmidim that he felt that they could be the Talmidim for the next door of Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's how we should understand also. What the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yevam is that the Gemara says that the Talmidim of Shammai were mechadad itvei. So, without going into the Shaila ben Egeh to the Halacha of Paskin, but the Gemara tells us that the Talmidim of Shammai were mechadad itvei. Vosepis, the Talmidim of Shammai were mechadad itvei. those are the type of Talmidim that he attracted. He looked for them. In all probability, he looked for these Talmidim, and he attracted these Talmidim. The Talmidim was Enem Gemen Mechadet Itfei, because that's what was necessary. Again, this is what was necessary in order to Shtelavek Talmidim for the next door. So there, as I egg and paskin la halacha, could be under circumstances would have been different, but as I did thus the paskin, he paskin that these are the type of talmidim that you have to have. So Ibazoi, being that he yelled like that because that was taka the matzav in that door. So Ibazoi, those are the type of talmidim that he looked for, and he held that this is the derech that you have to go. You have to go weiter with such a derech. I want to mention one more Gemara, and this is a Mishnah in Megillah, Chavdalad Amid Beis, and we're going to learn the Mishnah that's towards the end of the Amid. The Mishnah says as follows: Tipon Zohav V'Nosna Al Beis Unkeli Shalai. If a person is going to cover over his tefillin with zav, he's going to cover over the tefillin with gold, or if he puts it on base unkeliyoy, so unkeliyoy is as if he puts it on top of his sleeve, instead of putting it underneath his sleeve, so he's putting it on top of his sleeve, so alazol is kenin zen. So he puts on gold, or he wants to show off with his tefillin. So he says, "Nishpay dear," but he makes it that everybody else should be able to see it. Harei ze derech hachitzaynim. This is the mahalach of the chitzaynim. So, well, first of all, you know, the Gemara over here talks about this. How do we know that this is wrong? The Gemara says the gam limudim. From how do we know that it's not supposed to be this way? But over here, the Mishnah talks about a group of people that the Mishnah calls chitzoinim. Chitzoinim, they title over here, outsiders. Outsiders from Klal Yisrael. If you take a look at the Ran over here on the Rif, so he talks about this chitzoinim, he says, the Lashon that he uses is, he says, they will come out like minim, like apikursim. Nishkin Mamishabi is interesting over here, you have to know exactly how to type this. He says, Nish Mamishabi Kursin, but they were almost like Api Kursin, these sort mentioned. Epis, it's a Subsazah sort Madrega in between. Now, exactly what was this? In Agav, in the Darius of Rishonim, in the Sefer Darius of Rishonim from Isaac Halevi, he says that these Chitzonim, this came about in this time of Hordas. So, and I guess that he finds that in their history books. So, what are they all about? They're all about the fact that the way to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, tefillin that on gold, tefillin on gold, what's why Mitzvahs does on gold. If a person has your tefillin, and if you wear it, and the tefillin is fadir, if you can't show it off, nu, what's hasta from them? So this is something that came about. He says that came about for the limud from the Romans. This was the show off of the Romans. This is what the Romans were all about. And the lashon that he says is the yishgu b'ni musay roimi lehis hadev lehis geyos b'tachshite pe'er. That the everything is a decoration. That's what it is. Tachshite pe'er, gold. You know what I'm saying? And even on the tefillin itself, that's what it has to be. To take away the muhus, what is the tefillin, the kedusha, the tire, tefillin is the tachshit rachmas, tefillin is the tefillin. And to him, tefillin was with gold, it's a shenra part tefillin, and if you wear it outside, everybody should have to see, it's not a shenra part tefillin. And like we said, this is the lashon of the Ran, that the Ran says that this is Karev la'apikos, karev l'minus, that's his lashon. He says, this is something that's karev l'minus, if a person has such a zach. So, this is, once again, the same thing that we have, their hudis, and this is all that comes from the Romans. What we have, the ruchni yishaboy, by zay, dos is klal nishchoshiv. Daf shen togin tefillin, so if I say, daf is zayin, but daf gun mit gold. This is what Shammai was putting his kreches into fighting. This is the ganze kovet from the Torah, the kovet HaTorah, and the kovet from Klal Yisrael.